1 o'clock.
Is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Choke on those words sometimes.
We're just good friends.
Yeah, we are. Came in with wet hair, so I actually looked rather glamorous this morning.
You drip.
So I had a little updo this morning, you know, which is what I does my little trick when my hair's damp.
Right.
And so came in with the roof off, topless, as you do.
Right.
And then I've let it down because I don't really like my hair up, but it's a bit damp. Bit bedraggled looking even.
Oh, I know, I suffer from that.
Do you?
Yeah.
But I've got the linen on because, of course, we've had a lovely heat wave.
I don't like linen.
Oh, why not?
I'm not a linen fan at all.
I love
it
linen.
Crumples.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it?
It crumples.
I've got linen sheets, so I don't have to iron them. I mean, the whole point is the crumpled thing. That's the whole point.
Is
look,
it?
Yeah, it crumpled, look.
I had a linen suit once. It just looked like I got up every... It looks like I wore it to bed every night.
Well, maybe you did.
Yeah.
But I do love a bit of linen, and I've just got this new... I wonder whether Elaine... I bet Elaine knows about this, the style guru. Mm. Elaine Evans, you'll find her on Twitter, at Elaine Evans UK.
She's our second guest to the show. She'll be on after 2 o'clock.
But I've bought a little steaming thing. It's a little pink...
A steaming thing?
Yeah, it's a little pink wand.
You can get little bags for that. I see.
Don't do your cabbage in it. Bags for steaming. Oh, you mean like in the microwave?
No.
Well, what do you mean?
Terry knew what I meant. Yeah.
Is it a boy thing?
No. No, little black bags when you take your dog for a walk.
Oh, that's really lowered the bee bunker tone. Yeah. No, I've got this little steamer wand. So it's a little pink thing, and it's called the Swedish steamer or something. And you know, ladies in shops, when you see them going over with a steamer.
Yeah.
That's what I do now. No more
iron. You iron the curtains.
No, my little linen things. So if you've got any suits, bring them in and I'll do a little steam over them. And it's like a wand. It's very, very good.
Can you do the curtains with them?
You can do anything and it freshens up.
Yeah,
so
do your curtains.
No more dry cleaning.
All right.
Fabulous.
Lovely.
In fact, I bought one and then my youngest, Shay Serkin, who works for Softcat, he pinched it. He said, "Come on, Mum, this is really good."
He got a linen suit?
He's got lots of linen things, but for shirts as well, just normal.
I hate linen shirts even more.
Oh, they're so cool. Lovely. You'll have to come and look at my sheets because they're really nice.
Come and look at my sheets, yeah.
I change them on a
Monday.
As
the actress said to the bishop, yeah.
I change them every Monday, a 50s housewife. So, you know, when they're clean, you'll see even that, there's a little crumple to them, which I find rather comforting.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they're French linen.
Well, I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsor. We're pleased to partner with leading employment law firm, Lock Associates Group.
I thought you'd say York. Linen,
they'll be bringing us regular news, information and help with employment law, health and wellbeing at work. You can find out more about the Lock Associates Group by going to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk. That's Lock spelled L-O-C-H. Lockassociates.co.uk. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
And yes, it is. I was going to ask who our sponsor was.
I just told you.
I know. How have you coped with the hot weather? Because you have got a swimming pool, haven't you? Have you plunged in?
I haven't been in it. Lucy, my little one, has been in it yesterday in the freezing cold because I'm still waiting for my new pool heater to be fitted.
Well, you're supposed to do that sort of thing. I hate to be rude, but you're supposed to do that sort of thing, you know, be organised, do it in March. I get my chimney sweep now.
she's hilarious, isn't she? Yeah, she's hilarious. Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, Paul, get a plumber to come and do the job in March. Yeah, no, well, I ordered him in January. He's thinking about coming in August.
Well, yeah, I do agree, plumbers. But I've ordered my chimney sweep now for June, because obviously we're not having fires. Because in winter, when you want your chimney sweep, you suddenly realise you want your chimney swept, so to speak. That's not a euphemism. There's never one, is there? Because they're all busy. You've got to do it out of season. That's what I'm discovering.
Aren't they all on holiday, though?
On furlough?
No, on holiday. Don't they all go away? Yeah, because they go, nobody's having a fire in the summer, so there's no point in sweeping their chimney.
Maybe they clean windows in the summer.
Yeah.
I often think that about ice cream sellers. What do they do in the winter? They probably do burgers or
something. Oh, Sunday, hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a hot dog.
Right, anyway, we'd love to hear from you. We have had quite a few tweets already. We've got loads of things to cover. We've got two fantastic guests to talk to. We're going to talk to Terry in the first part of the show from the Tenterton District Chamber of Commerce. And then, as Jules made reference, we're going to speak to Elaine Evans, beauty and image consultant, in the second part of the show. But we'd love to hear from you. We've got loads of tweets. We've had our regular tweet from the lovely folks Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks, and they say, oh yes, it's Tuesday, it's Business Bunker Day, the show by business owners supporting business owners, a win-win, best show of its kind in our opinion. Well, thank you so much, that's very kind of you. They've also posted the latest offering in their furniture building, which is a corner cupboard that they're making, which look rather nice.
I love a corner cupboard.
Yeah,
I really do, because you can fit so much in a corner cupboard.
Yeah.
Because it's often wasted space, isn't it? I'm looking behind you, so you could get one there, couldn't you?
You could put a corner cupboard in the corner.
Put all your knickknacks in.
Yeah, so give Chips and Dinks a follow. They're lovely folks. Chips and Dinks is their Twitter handle. Jules has been going through a back catalogue of photographs of us again, so at least it's not the pink tutu one.
No. So last year, darling.
Amanda sent me a lovely video to annoy me about the squirrels running rampant while I'm not at home.
I've told you about squirrel contraception.
Yeah, no, I've got two weapons now in my armoury to defeat the squirrels.
Yeah, what are they?
Tea pile washing up liquid.
Oh, we got that from our guest last week.
We did, yeah. Darren Wheel bought some in. Some T-Pole.
Intune PR, give him a shout.
Yeah, some T-Pole detergent. And what I found is
they washing up with it then?
No. What I've done with it is I've smeared it up the pole. You have to froth it up a bit, yeah? And then you smear it up the pole and they can't climb up the pole.
What about the bird feed? Have you smeared it up?
Yeah,
as well?
Up there, yeah. So I got that as weapon number one. But what happens is it dries out after a little while.
So you have to have like relay races of doing it all the time. Get a little Lucy on it. She'll like
that. No. But I've got a weapon two now.
Okay.
In the arsenal, which kills two squirrels with one go. Yeah, because it's a gun, right?
Okay.
But it's a super soaker.
Oh right, you squirt them.
So I squirt them, but it's brilliant. If I hit the pole, it keeps the pole lubricated as well. So the detergent bubbles up again, means they can't climb up. And if they can climb up, I knock them off the top with a super soaker.
I hope people that love squirrels are not listening to this. I do find lubrication is extremely important, though, don't you?
Yeah. Right. Have you got anything else?
I have. Lovely folks at Diamond Circle Weddings. Mm. They say afternoon all, and they're using the correct hashtag, so they get extra points. It's hashtag BeBunker if you're listening. And they say, hope you're all safe and well. And at DC Squirrel was last on the show. It was show 488, Paul Andrews, which you can still listen to, they say. And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. And they've said hello at Vanilla Web.
That's they're bigging their part up because they're on the show next week.
Again?
Yeah.
Well, what show are we on next week?
534.
I lose count, you know.
530.
We should listen again to the number one when I was first on, because I hardly knew you, did I?
It's awful. Yeah. It is really awful.
Were we sort of polite with each other?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Welcome to the radio. This is Jill Serkin. She's a PR consultant.
Yeah. Oh, I've just been bit by an alpaca.
It was porcupine, actually. It was Fred the porcupine nicking the biscuits.
You know what? I'd like to apologise, though, to all the pangolins that might be listening, because I've been blaming them for COVID for all these years, and we now know it's probably that bat woman in the Wuhan lab. Just saying.
You're not controversial or anything, are you?
I'm just saying. I feel really bad for the pangolins.
Well, you never know. They could have been in on it.
Maybe with the Batwoman.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be called a Batwoman, would you?
All depends.
I don't know.
Batman.
Yes. Well, Elaine Evans has said, I look fantastic, but she hasn't seen my damp hair. Yeah. But thank you for that. She's only seen that top bit, see?
Right.
Yeah.
I've got a tweet here from Athelbray. They're getting all serious.
Oh.
But it's an
interesting... Labrador's got his own Twitter.
I'm going to read the tweet.
What are they saying in all seriousness?
Well, I'm going to read the tweet, and then I want to hear from you and Terry on your thoughts on this. And they say, what are Business Bunker views on apprentice pay? We saw an advert yesterday for a receptionist, 37 hours a week, plus 1 week inset term time only, and they're paying $8,000 a year.
Outrageous. Yeah.
Surely business should make it a living wage. This is full-time work and a responsible job. If term time is not even alongside the college course. So, interesting, isn't it?
Well, we've talked about this quite a bit on the show, haven't we? And we've got Terry Thorpe here in the studio as well, who's got his Tenderton Chamber hat on, I believe, plus a very fetching check shirt.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Terry? Because, I mean, Paul and I have said for years it's not a working wage. You've got to pay your bus fares if you're young or, you know, petrol and whatever, plus look presentable, which costs money.
I think the word exploitation, unfortunately, comes to mind. It's not a way to treat people. It's not getting them into a working environment sensibly. They will feel that they're being taken advantage of, and it will turn more off than it actually gets to progress through the work cycle.
Absolutely. And my take on this is this was entirely predictable, and it was one of my big complaints about having a minimum wage. What happened? Because what they're paying there is the minimum wage for under 18s for apprentices.
Yeah.
So it's illegal. They've not broken any laws by paying it, is what I'm saying. And that's the problem with setting a minimum wage, because once you set a minimum wage, it becomes a guideline.
The normal, yeah.
And people go, it's a minimum wage job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, in my day job, jobs in Kent, we get so many job ads, and you go, well, what are you paying? I go, minimum wage. You go, why? Well, because we only have to pay minimum wage. Yeah. We won't get anyone.
They get away with it, though. But this was for quite a good job, wasn't it? I remember looking at it this morning, it was a receptionist.
Yeah, exactly.
Term time.
And actually, it's not only a good job for the employee, it's an important job for the employer as well, because it's your front of house. If you think people greeting your customers are only worth £3 an hour,
oh my goodness, yeah,
then it doesn't say a lot about
this is
you.
Why we're all old enough in this studio. Maybe not Terry, to remember in London when I lived, certainly the Italian restaurants where you go in the 80s and they go, buonasera, signorita, you know, that beautiful welcome. And you feel,
oh, they were Greek in there, weren't they?
You feel so special. And I went somewhere the other day, I won't mention names, and it was quite a windy day. And they had a woman on the door. And as we went in, she just screamed at us, don't let the door bang, you know. Like, she was on the door, so she could have been holding the door. And my husband and I looked at each other and just thought, it's not the way to greet someone when you're going to be spending whatever you're going to spend.
But coming back to the wage thing, there's always a balance, obviously. And one of the things that people never take into account from an employer's point of view when they talk about wages is the cost of employment. You know, what you pay in an hourly wage isn't what it costs you. Yeah. You know, there are other costs involved. But that's no excuse for paying people what is not an effective wage, you know, because we struggle to get people into jobs at the best of times. You know, we're struggling for people. Hospitality.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't recruit. I'm doing a whole special show about it on Thursday, how difficult it is to get people into hospitality. Yeah. I saw GB News, the new channel that just launched. They ran a whole thing last night about fruit pickers and packers and the fact that you can't get them. And they were saying, would you pick fruit for £20 an hour? Yeah.
Well, I was talking to a chef on Twitter, and he's used to belong to a chefing agency, and he said they contacted him and offered him a job. Would he go in at £10 an hour? He said, that's what I was paid 20 years ago, you know, that it hasn't changed. And he said, no, he won't.
Yeah.
You know? Qualified chef.
Yeah, and they won't. Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, the chefs are now 35 to 40 grand a year minimum for a decent chef and more.
Well, because a chef is everything.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's an issue that isn't totally straightforward, because there are kind of two sides to the argument, but at the bottom line, for me, I think if you're not prepared to pay a decent wage for someone to do a job, then you're not really serious.
Well, I know someone who got rid of two of her employees, I'm being very careful here what I say, and during COVID, and she's now taken on an apprentice and she's paying her, you know, minimum wage. And I feel quite strongly that she's got rid of two employers and then just taken on an apprentice. And this is a woman, the apprentice is a woman in her probably, I don't know, 39 years old, not a teenager.
Well, this is one of the problems with some of these government schemes. I wish the government would just butt out, if I'm really honest. If they would just go away and leave everybody alone, we might get somewhere.
Yeah.
But they introduce these schemes and then they become ways of, you know, fiddling things, don't they? So that, you know, you can pay a wage of £3 an hour if you employ someone under the age of 16 or 18 or whatever it is, and call them an apprentice.
I mean, we've got an intern, Liam, who's working with us on New Markets Media, and he's brilliant, but he's still at uni. And he said that he's learning more from working with us than he does at uni, which is a real compliment. And he's a real sparky guy. And we will definitely employ him as soon as he leaves.
Funny you should say that. I retweeted a quote from Richard Feynman, the physicist, earlier, that said the problem with academic stuff is it's a bunch of people that are taught by a bunch of other people how to pass tests so that they can mark other people later on in the tests that they've set to mark. And in fact, if you want to learn anything, get out of academia and get some experience in the real world.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of truth in that,
exactly,
I'm afraid.
Exactly. We've had a tweet.
Yeah, I'll go on.
Had a tweet from the lovely Andrew Harkin, who hails from Whitstable. He's at Ace Copy UK. He's a copywriter. He says, stop leaving your money on the table and email Andrew at andrewharkin, harkin.net, or DM me, and he's Ace Copy UK. Say you heard about him on the Business Bunker. And now you're going to say something.
We had a tweet from Michael Park Surveyors. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out, please. And we love the way you care for our community. Everybody's been very nice to us today, aren't they?
Do you know, when I drove in, I decided, I often on a journey decide to be nice, and I just let people out all the way. And I do think it's a
Is that
nice
why you were
do.
Late?
I wasn't late. I was very early, wasn't I? I spent a long time downstairs chatting.
Ah.
Yeah. So Athel Bray have said, it's good to hear the apprentice discussion, Vanilla Web, and you're second. Quite right. It will turn off more than it encourages to apply.
Yep. We need to encourage people into lots of different aspects of work, hospitality being one. But in all kinds of fields, we need to encourage more people in. And you're not going to encourage them to come to work if you're not going to pay them. It's as simple as that. You know, we don't come to work for love. We come to work to earn a living. And if it's not worth your while, you're not going to do it, are you? So, but
it's about self-worth as well, isn't it?
It is, but it is also a difficult balance. You know, it's one of the things we have to bear in mind, that it's okay demanding that you pay someone £20 an hour, but then as a customer, you've got to pay the price of that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you look at the covers, how they've been reduced because of COVID in restaurants as well, they're not bringing in as much money as they were.
Sure.
Are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I got some cheesy tunage.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very smashy and nicey, yeah. But you'd never get this in a million years because I've never heard of it.
All right. Well, that's awful because that's my thing, isn't it?
Well, it's Backman Turner Overdrive, which is the smashy and nicey thing.
You won't do nothing,
yeah. No, isn't that track, though?
That's
the thing.
Yeah,
I know. That's the only one any of us know.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting lots of squirrel pictures sent in.
Okay.
Sounds like smashy and nicey.
Yeah. It's called Taking Care of Business. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah. Because Terry's on, isn't it?
Yeah, because Terry's on.
Tenterton.
And we're going to be taking care of business in Tenterton and District. Yeah.
High Street.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that, Smashy.
Yeah. The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner, Just Giving, and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m.
Jobsinkent.com. The quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent. With prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Okay, welcome back. I don't know what happened to that advert halfway through, but it kind of disappeared.
That's all right. I quite like it when it goes wrong when we're live. May I read a little email?
Yeah, go for it.
Andrews? So this year, the Kent Community Foundation is celebrating 20 years of grant making and making a difference to local communities in Kent and Medway. And to mark their anniversary, they say we're putting together a happy 20th anniversary. It's a video and it's from their employees, trustees and the organisations that they support, and also their donors, fund holders and supporters from across the country. From across the county. No R in that, always tricks me. We would love for you to be involved. To do this, we ask that you film a very short clip on your phone wishing Kent Community Foundation a happy 20th year anniversary. And they say, be as creative as you like. So we could almost be nude for that, couldn't we, and do some really creative things. We ask the phone is held in a landscape position, that the noise in the background is minimal and you are in a well-lit room. So you can't lie in a chaise longue with your curtains closed, in other words.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
No. If you would like to go on to say how you know or have worked with KCF, that's the Kent Community Foundation, over the years, then please do. And please can videos be kept to a maximum of 30 seconds. Videos, please, can be sent via email to Hannah at kentcf.org.uk or via wetransfer.com if they're too large. And the video will be put on their website and shared across social media. So what a great idea.
Fantastic.
To celebrate. And I think we should all do that. And do mention you heard about it on Business Bunker. When
yeah.
You do.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Angela Bryer Stevenson. Another journey begins. AJB Angela on the Twitter. And she says, hiya, Paul and Jules. If you're able to, it would be great to get a shout out about the event I'm collaborating on the 27th of June. A full day of fun with 3 of us teachers. Now, let me try and tell you something about it. It's a yoga day retreat by the sea. It's at Westgate on Sea. And I think the website where you can book it is cheyoga.co.uk, or you can email Jenny, G-E-N-Y, at cheyoga.co.uk. It's Westgate on Sea. It's a full day yoga retreat with Angela and Jenny, I guess. It's Sunday the 27th of June. It includes brunch, Ayurvedic body type analysis and summer season tips, walking meditation, yoga warm-up on the beach, yoga challenge, summer solstice, 108 sun salutes, delicious lunch and a closing ceremony. Sounds like
what was the date
fun.
Of that?
27th of June.
Brilliant. And we all need a little bit of mindfulness and thoughtfulness, I think, at the moment. That'd be great. Well done, guys, for
cool.
doing that.
Anyway, I think it's about time we talk to our first guest. What
I
do you
know,
think?
He's been champing at the bit, you know.
Absolutely.
He's had a couple of biscuits, but, you know. Now
he's been champing at the biscuits as well.
Yeah. He likes the ginger. I don't know about the custard creams.
I'll tell you what, we need a Tupperware box for him, don't we? Because they're going a bit A bit cardboardy.
I did mention it last week.
Did you?
Actually, yeah. And
did you bring? Did you bring one?
No.
No, you didn't.
I have got a little jam jar, but it's got my boiled egg and tomatoes in it for my journey home.
Yeah, and it's a Mercedes, isn't it?
Well, I didn't get that.
Jam jar.
Oh, very amusing. Yeah. Uh-huh. I came topless this morning in it.
Did you?
Yeah, that's why my hair
wasn't a bit cold.
No, not at all.
Okay.
We're in a heat wave.
Right.
Terry, come close to the mic and tell us what's happening in Tenterden High Street.
I think it's beginning to open up, and we've got some new businesses coming through, as Paul has spotted.
Yep.
Obviously, it's going to be a slow road back, but with some good weather behind us, I think the hospitality units will start getting better footfall, and the rest of the businesses should follow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tenterden and District Chamber of Commerce, for which Mr. Terry Thorpe has joined us, and Terry is chair of that august organisation, and you yourselves have started to open up as well. You had your first in-person meeting for a long time the other day.
Yes, a week ago Thursday, we had our first networking meeting at the Kent and East Sussex Railway, because obviously they've been severely affected by all the lockdown restrictions, but they're beginning to get back, three services a day. And we were also joined by the Tenterden Folk Festival, again, another
fabulous
bunch that were severely restricted by lockdown. They are planning a different folk festival this year, but at least there will be something for people to
do. You know
how
different that might be, Terry, yet, or is it still in the...
No, I think we're still waiting, obviously, for pronouncements and rules and regulations to change and be revised, and then have Plan Z after the other.
In fact, Alan Castle, who is one of the organisers of the Tenterden Folk Festival, will be a guest on a Business Bunker show in a few weeks' time, in which he will be enlightening us about how this event is going to take place. But I actually went to the Tenterden Chamber meeting the other Thursday, as a member of the Chamber, and I had a thoroughly good time. It was my first meeting in person. Thoroughly good time. A really interesting stuff about the Kent and East Sussex Railway. For those of you that don't know, they run the steam trains from Tenterden to Bodiam. And what was interesting, listening to Helen, I think is it Helen, talking about the station is some of the carriages that they've got there have got quite a history. In fact, one of the carriages carried the unknown soldier to his final resting place in London. So it's worth a visit outside of just going on the train, which is massively worth a trip because it's really good fun. But actually just visiting the station and hearing some of the history and some of the things that they've got there is also good. It was a fantastic event, Terry. How do you think the next ones are going to pan out? Where are you going to be?
Well, the next one should be well attended. It's being hosted by the Old Dairy Brewery.
Right, okay.
Which does tend to focus the mind.
Yeah. Everybody goes, free beer. Yeah.
Not too far to travel, obviously, from the Roa location. It's just across the line, and the brewery is there.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of work during lockdown. They've doubled the size of their tap room so they can have a lot more people inside during the winter.
Right.
And they have lots of outside seating to enjoy a summer's evening with a glass of something refreshing.
Absolutely. So the chamber itself is starting to open up. You're starting to look at having events, and at the moment you're holding them outside, which again makes it easier until the government get their act together and decide, you know, at what point, if ever, we can return to some kind of normality. But as you made reference, and people know that I live in Tenterden, so I know it quite well, suddenly noticed there's quite a few new businesses, as you made reference to, opening up in the high street, and one assumes that will be just the tip of the iceberg, as it were, because you tend to notice the high street because you walk past it. But of course, a lot of businesses aren't on the high street. They're in, you know, buried in background, or people working from home even. From the chamber point of view, have you noticed, Terry, whether there's an increase in businesses in general? Are there new businesses coming along?
It's beginning to give us some more new members. Obviously, you've got one on the show later on,
yeah,
has recently joined the chamber. So there are people who are beginning to look for other avenues in trying to publicise their business. Obviously, the Chamber has the very wonderful vehicle of the Tenterden Card.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a moment, yeah.
So that's an advertising avenue that could be used.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's not going to rush back.
No,
it's
sure.
It's going to be a very slow, steady stream of activities. But hopefully it'll be a stronger business sector. And with the high street, some of the older buildings down the bottom end are being turned into residences again. Mm. At least it's tidying up what was looking a bit of a ghost.
So were they previously commercial?
They've been commercial for the last probably 30 years or longer. Mm. Before that, they were probably homes.
Yeah.
And then they got sold off, converted into shops. And businesses, but about four of them now have gone full circle.
So I think the laws have changed, haven't they, on commercial property, that you can turn it back into residential.
It is certainly easier to get planning for residential, especially as Terry quite rightly says, a lot of these were townhouses.
Yeah.
They were originally built as townhouses. Mm. And for those of you that know Tenterden, you'd know that Tenterden has a beautiful wide high street, and a townhouse suits that.
Yeah.
Very well.
You've got a really nice green there, as I remember.
So,
Is it a town? Sorry. Well, to me, it's a village. It's a big town. Yeah.
It's actually no. It's a small town. It's a small town. It is a town. It is a town.
Yeah.
It has a town council. That's how we know.
And a mayor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And in fact, at one point, it was its own borough council, as it were.
Are you going to build a cathedral, Terry?
No, we're not going for city status just yet.
But funny enough,
saying that, though, if anybody saw last weekend in the Telegraph, they did a feature, the 12 best places to live in the United Kingdom, one of which was Tenterden.
Really? So you're going to get a little swarm of visitors, which is lovely, and that's what you need in the high street.
We like visitors.
Yeah, you do.
It is a place that's visited quite a lot because of the location of the town. It is a sink port, although we're not near any water anymore.
Sorted up.
Yeah, it's silted up. But once upon a time, it had a shipyard there.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So the sea is completely...
Well, it wasn't. It was never on the sea.
It
was on the river,
but the river has disappeared, or
no, it's still there. But you can actually step across.
It's mostly
it.
In your front drive, by the
yeah,
yeah.
You no, you can actually it. You can actually step across it now.
Oh, that's
whereas amazing. Once upon a time, you used to sail boats up it.
But, amazing. Yeah. You used to sail a boat up there. Yeah, I know. I remember that sort of Cutty Sark type thing you had.
She's making it up now.
But don't you think it's good? It's good, and that's the way that the high streets have got to evolve, by having some much more residential, and then people go out and they go to the bakers, the coffee, you know, all the hairdressers. Oh,
we got a new baker's opening.
Have you?
In a high street, Cranbrook Bakery and Delicatessen is opening.
Fabulous.
Number 34, I think.
What if they do a Kentish pasty?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Tell us a little bit about the Tenterden Card, Terry.
Well, the Tenterden Card is obviously a business supporting device. We sell the little card for £1. It is valid for life.
Right.
So you pay once and that's it.
Right.
You can use it year upon year upon year. Supporting businesses can put a promotion up on their own webpage. And then every month we email all the cardholders with the offers.
Yep.
We're obviously now opening back up, so we've got 15 outlets who are selling cards, so the numbers are going to swell.
Mm.
We've got the latest offer list out with about 35 offers on, but that will also grow as people begin to come back to the high street and to the other businesses.
Yeah.
But as with a lot of things, two-thirds of the members of the chamber are not high street businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just high street focused.
Yeah.
It's a much wider business arrangement. And
it's a funny thing, this, isn't it? Because it does, again, it's one of these things that fools people all the time. You know, I waste an awful lot of my time on social media arguing with people about the high street. Yeah. As if the high street is the only business that exists, and as if, you know, shops are the only thing that matter. And, you know, one of the things that drives me bonkers is people demanding that government do things you know, to help High Street without realising the damage they can do to other businesses. And I'm someone that actually owns a non-High Street business on the High Street. In fact, two High Streets in Canterbury and Maidstone. And I have a business on the High Street. Neither of them are retail businesses, but we've been there a long time. And, you know, and people don't understand that there are businesses that aren't shops, basically, because what we see is the shops.
Yeah. Well, you've got architects, surveyors, presumably, lawyers, dentists. What else you got?
Yep. Pet shops.
Pet shops.
Two or three of those. Mm. We've obviously got the hospitality, the cafes, the restaurants, the pubs, the bars. We've now got a playroom coming for children.
Wonderful.
Next to a new business that opened last year, which was a little coffee bar down Coombe Lane. They're opening today a children's playroom called A Spoonful of Sugar.
What a great name.
So.
Fantastic. So how many, do you know how many children they'll be able to have?
I'm not sure. I haven't been in to road test it yet.
Well, you're not quite the right age, Terry, probably. Well, I don't think you'd be allowed.
He's not tall enough for the ballpark. Is that what you're saying?
Supple enough, probably.
But that's great, isn't it? What's the transport like? So if visitors from outside want to go to Tenton, is there a train station?
Yes, a steam train.
Yeah, okay. It comes to the wrong part of the county, but they've got lots of bus services. Mm. Ashford, Maidstone, Hastings, Cranbrook, probably still got one coming up from Rye. Mm. So you can come in from most directions. Obviously, there's plenty of parking.
And one of the things about Tenton is there's lots of parking and it's not extortionate. There is some free parking as well.
I just park in Paul's Drive. I find that's fabulous.
We're a bit of a walk from the High Street, but... there is some free parking as well, but even the paid parking is not extortionate compared to anybody else. And there's a lot of it. There is a lot of parking in Tenton, which is good.
Yeah. Dress shops? You've got clothes shops?
Yes, we've got several from various different price levels. So you can go from one end of the High Street to the other and have a selection.
What I miss about Whitstable is we used to have like ironmongers and, you know, things. Now I have to go to B&Q. And we've lost all our little, you know, shops where you could go and ask for four candles and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come to Tenton, we have two ironmongers. We have one in St Michael's, do-it-yourself shop, member of chamber, and then we've got Webbs, who are a long-established ironmongers.
Fabulous.
In the centre of the High Street, another chamber member.
Because I hate going to B&Q. There's all those, you know, you can never find anyone. And there's rows upon rows. It's just exhausting.
Both of those ironmongers shops are very traditional, very old school, but they're brilliant. Yeah, Stanley George in St Michael's is great because he's just around the corner from me. But Webbs, do you know what? In the 25 years I've lived in Tenterton, the amount of time I've been in Webbs and asked for something obscure, and they've never, ever failed to have something.
Yeah.
Ever. And it's not a big place particularly, is it? You know, it's not like B&Q or anything like that.
He disappears in the back, does he?
Yeah, but he goes up the stairs and he rummages and you can hear him rummaging and he come down and go, a 3/4-inch cotter pin.
Yeah.
That'll be 2p, please, sir. Would you like it wrapped?
There's a place like that in Faversham that's just been sold and it will be apartments, you know, flats, whatever. But it was great. You know, when I've done up houses and that in Faversham, I've always used it. It's just wonderful. You can find everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we've got some fantastic businesses in Tenton and the surrounding area. And don't forget that the Chamber does cover a wide area, actually, of the district and all the villages. So the Tenton Card is a promotional event, a promotional tool that you use to encourage people. It's interesting. There's a lot of things happening. And next door to me, Andy Taplow from the radiator company is building a huge industrial park there with offices, which is interesting. I went for a walk around there the other day. It's going to look interesting. He's landscaping the gardens as well. There's a fountain and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that and how that develops. Of course... a week before lockdown, last March, the Silver Hotel changed hands and poor old David bought the hotel only to have it locked down for 14 months. But he's starting to open up as well. So all good stuff.
Very scary for the hospitality and especially hotels. I noticed where Boris is doing his thing in Cornwall, his G7 summit, a whole hotel had to close because some of the staff had COVID.
Yeah.
So, it's...
Yeah, it probably flew in from somewhere, didn't it?
Flew.
Like anyway... So Terry, if people want to find out about joining the Chamber, what's the best way of doing that?
On the website, it's probably the easiest, which is www.tentertonchamber.org.
Yep.
And then that will give you links to all the pages. Another thing that all the members can do, they can advertise for staff, which obviously, as you were saying, hospitality, desperate to get people to come and work. You can advertise for staff on your Chamber webpage. You can put up special events. So if you're having a Halloween party or a 21st or whatever, that can go on along with your Tenterden card offers and your profile pages and all your social media links.
Absolutely.
So it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah. So joining the Chamber enables you to do all of that. You get all of that free advertising. And being a member of the Chamber is not an extortionate price, is it? It's just a few pounds a year, which is really, really good. Terry, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. The next event for the Chamber members is at the Old Dairy. Do you know what date that's going to be yet?
First Tuesday of July, which I think is possibly the 7th.
Sounds about right. Yep, sounds about right. 7th of July at the Old Dairy, and that's what, 5 p.m?
5.30.
I shall get the steam train up.
Yeah.
So I can chug home.
Yeah. Have you never been on the train?
At no.
It's worth it.
Well, we should do a whole show on there.
We should, actually. We actually should. It's really good fun.
Yeah. Terry can bring the Cornish Kentish pasties and the Old Dairy ale. And we could do a show with our mics, our roving mics.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we should do. We should do. I actually did think about that when I was there the other day.
You could
do that, yeah. It's an interesting journey, though, because on the journey to, you know, through Northiam and all the places that it goes through, there was about five stations, isn't there, that it goes through, and it ends at Bodiam Castle.
Lovely.
But on the journey there, all the things that you can see, you know, the deers. At one time I was there, there were wild boar galloping around by the edge of the
I've worked with one for years, Terry.
That's an old boar.
Yeah. Terry, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Do stay with us and join in for the rest of the show. But for the moment, Terry Thorpe, Chair of the Tenterden District Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much. And the website for the Chamber, it can be found on the Business Bunker website and will be there forever. So if you want to find out more about both the Chamber and the businesses in Tenterden, it can all be found there.
We've had a tweet from our lovely friends Kent Sectional Building.
I was just going to read that.
You know them.
Yeah.
And they had a, you know, you just can't get a shed, don't you, because of the building materials. You can't get wood, you can't get anything, can't get concrete. So they have happened by chance to get a cancellation of a shed. And I'm going to read it in my builder's voice. Mm. So this is the specifications if you've been looking for a shed in my builder's voice. So it's 10x8. It's heavy duty weatherboard shed. It's 3x2 framework fabric lined. It's 3 mortise and tenon locked doors with 2 keys. It's lined to eaves with OSB board. This is my best builder's specifications. High tensile polyester felt roof. 1 row of fixed windows. Cedar door. Cedar's good. And windows. And it's just £2,202 plus VAT. Optional bells and whistles are available, they say. And to install it, it's just £300 installed. So if you want to, you can call them if you want this delivered and installed. They can do it now, or you can collect it if you want. They said it's your choice. You can call Kent Sectional Buildings on 01227, that's the Canterbury code, 738374. And you can order it and it'll all be there. And I've seen a picture and it's absolutely beautiful. I wish I had room in my garden. I'd have it.
Top shedding.
Yeah, but they are on Twitter. Just contact us and we'll give you details. But what a bargain.
We just checked the diary as well. And the next event is the 6th of July for the Tenterden Chamber of Commerce.
Good.
Tuesday the 6th of July, 5.30 at the Old Dairy. That's the brewery, the other side of the station. Collector's Buddy, Buddy_Museum. We'd love a shout out, please, Paul and Jules. We'll be listening live until the school run.
Oh, okay. What time is the school run, I wonder?
Well, school normally finishes at 3, don't they?
But so then they chuck them out early now because of COVID. There's some excuse
for now.
My next-door neighbour's kids seem to not be at school at all. 2.30 they seem to get home. I don't know why they're
playing hooky.
Yeah, no. There's a final reminder for Marsh Networking, which is manana. You can book for the next meeting by going to www.marshnetwork.co.uk. And it is the I don't know who's speaking on this one, but you can find Terry at botfield.net on his email and find out more, get a free ticket, and it's manana.
Fantastic. I've had Tarvos Wealth from Canterbury ask for a shout-out, and they say, can we have a shout-out? Well, you've been shouted out. Give them a follow on Twitter. Tarvos W is their Twitter handle, T-A-R-V-O-S. Tarvos W, Tarvos Wealth. Give them a shout. Give them a follow on Twitter.
And shopkeepers in Sittingbourne say they're losing business due to the temporary closure of their high street. And the high street's closed from Station Street to Central Avenue between 10 to 4 on Mondays and Thursdays. And it was put in place last year initially to help with social distancing rules during the coronavirus. And it's caused uproar amongst business owners. And I think I said last week, same has happened in Faversham. And my pet shop there, Ollie Bongos, hello to you, have said that it's really affected their business because people aren't trotting in to buy stuff.
Absolutely. Kim Stevens, Care in Kent. I'd love a shout out on the Business Funker show for the Care in Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the home care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. We certainly will. That's the home care Ashford and Folkestone team for Care in Kent. And that was the lovely Kim Stevens. Thank you for that, Kim. Do you know what? It's time for the
news.
Federation of Small Business, uninterrupted news roundup.
Okay.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number of events that are taking place over the coming weeks. And at the end, I'll give you a link where you can find the booking details for all of them. So there's blogging, SEO, lead magnets and landing pages. This is an FSB webinar taking place on Wednesday the 23rd of June at 10 a.m. You'll hear from experts on how to improve the effectiveness of your social media use in order to gain new customers. On the 24th of June there's the Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. That's Thursday 24th of June, 9:30 a.m. Join us for this virtual Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. And the event is hosted by Wendy Flanagan of The Holistic Home. On Thursday the 24th of June, also at 12:30 to 1:30, maximise your membership. We're pleased to invite you to this webinar, which will give you the tools to maximise your FSB membership. This will be an hour worth spending to ensure you're getting all the help you can when you need it most. Maximise Your Membership session is a free online event open to all new joiners to FSB and also to existing members who want to refresh their memories regarding the available benefits of membership. On the 17th of June, that's this week, there's a webinar, How to Take Control of Your Cybersecurity. Are your cybersecurity policies and practices up to date? After a year of remote working, it's time to reevaluate how your firm is protected. And then also on Thursday the 17th of June, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m, Equality, Diversity and Inclusion in the Workplace. This is a free panel event aimed to provide small businesses with tangible ways to improve diversity within their businesses and why this should lead to increased growth. And then on Maidstone, then on Wednesday the 14th of July, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, there's Maidstone Virtual Networking. Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect online event in association with the Metro Bank. And these Maidstone events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, to which everyone is welcome. Now, all of those events can be found in full detail and with a booking link by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. They also would like to make it known that the Cyber Resilience Centre for the South East needs you. The Cyber Resilience Centre for the South East is a police-led, not-for-profit business which keeps local charities and businesses up to speed with the latest scams. Each month, they produce a 20-minute short podcast designed to help educate and inform businesses of the risks posed by cybercrime, and they are seeking volunteer businesses to feature in one of their episodes specifically any company or organisation who may have fallen victim to a cyber attack and who are willing to share their experiences with other. If that's you, if you could get in touch with us at the Business Bunker Show, we will put you in touch with them, and you can get in touch with us by emailing hello@bizradio.co.uk. So if you'd like to help out the cops with a cyber resilience story, do drop us an email at hello@bizradio.co.uk. I'm going to tell you about some resources that the FSB have and some online and on-demand podcasts and webinars. They have Keep Connected Productivity Tips for Home and Hybrid Working, How to Launch an E-commerce Business During the Pandemic or Beyond, and Grow Your Business with Better IT. All of those can be found at firstvoice.fsb.org.uk. That's firstvoice.fsb.org.uk, and you can find all the available on-demand webinars and podcasts for the FSB there. They also have How to Make Your Tax Return Less Stressful with our tax experts' top tips for filing your self-assessment. And you can find that by going to fsb.org.uk/resources page. That's fsb.org.uk/resources page. And finally, there's the FSB Employment Protection Service. It's here to make your life easier with advice and guidance on employment legislation. And you can find out all of that by going to fsb.org.uk/benefits. fsb.org.uk/benefits. That's the FSB news for this week.
Lovely. And Kent,
you
section,
did that without interrupting.
Sorry, I know. You know why? Because I now control myself and just go on to Twitter.
Control
and chat,
yourself,
chat
do you?
To people, yes. So Kent Sectional Building said they loved my builder's voice, three by two and all that. But there is a shed shortage, you know, Paul Andrews, just like there's a custard shortage.
I know. And I know that so much. You know how I know that?
How?
Because this Thursday, June the 17th, at 1 p.m, we're relaunching the Business Bunker Extra Show.
That's not about sheds or custard. Oh, chefs, you thought I said, didn't you?
Yeah.
You see, this is where it's all going wrong, Terry. You know, we just don't speak the same language, do we?
Well, you talk nonsense. You're all over the place.
Yeah. It's not your ears, then.
We're launching the Business
Sheds,
Market Extra Show.
Sheds Extra Show.
We might talk about sheds.
You might.
Yeah.
Well, Robert Richardson might have a shed.
I'm sure he has.
I'm sure he potters.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is we're launching on Thursday at 1 p.m. And in the first episode, we're talking about hospitality and the dire recruitment available in hospitality and how hard it is to get people into that industry. And why?
He probably makes custard as well.
He does.
In his shed.
Yeah, but
he's probably got a little hob in there.
One of the things that we've talked about is why it's so fun and why it is a good career move to actually work in that industry.
It is. I mean, I think chefs are a different breed. Because
it's not just chefs. That's the whole point. It's,
no, your waiters, your front of house.
There's general management, there's hotel management, there's event management. That's the whole point. There's so many career options in
butlers,
the field of hospitality.
Don't forget your butlers.
Oh, butlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that they've got to maybe possibly rethink the hours, because a lot of chefs do 14, 15-hour days. There's a lot of marriage breakups and that. Maybe talk to him about that. Yeah, whether they're going to consider having split shifts.
Yeah, but we talked a lot about this. There's a huge demand for flexible working.
Yeah, exactly.
So actually hospitality suits flexible working because there are a lot of people that, you know, have childcare or, you know, have caring for parents or whatever that need to work around those hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, by being flexible,
can collect your kids. And
my Amanda's working in the hospitality industry at the moment and she's doing flexi shifts. So basically they text her and they go, can you do these shifts this week? You know, a lot of people moan, oh, you know, they want me to work on a Saturday night or whatever. But actually most people don't demand it.
Do you know what? Faced with spending a Saturday night with you and working in a lovely restaurant like she is, you know, there's a no-brainer, isn't it?
It's a no-brainer.
Because I bet you just curl up and watch something, you know, that she wouldn't enjoy either.
I don't watch telly.
Oh, well, you probably curl up with a book then.
I sit in the other room with a book and I never talk to her.
So it's much nicer for her to go out and either play with the horses or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, well, she plays with the horses all day and then she works in the evenings.
Sounds
there you go.
Fabulous.
Sorted.
Yeah. She probably gets a free, you know, little drink and a meal and things. Little nibble. Probably yes. bring some things home with her, even.
We had a real result with that. We actually took some people out to the restaurant the other day. And
last week, what did
you
have?
We got a massive staff discount. It was brilliant,
What did you eat?
Did you have
surf and turf? Or?
No, I didn't.
Surf and turf, didn't you?
No, I had Korean ribs.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, as a starter.
Were they thin?
Don't go there. Don't look so shocked. The Korean was the sauce, not the sauce of the ribs.
All right, then.
It was the sauce on the ribs. Okay. Yeah. And then I just had a burger because I was being boring because I haven't had a burger
for ages. Did you have it with a bun?
Well, the ribs. No, I had the burger with a bun.
Yeah, because I always have it bunless.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you had a dirty burger.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had a bun.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. It was fantastic. And we got a huge staff discount as well, which was brilliant.
So if I went and just said I was Paul Andrews, I might get one as well.
If you said you were me, you wouldn't get a staff discount at all because I don't work there. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. What else you got? You've got 2 minutes before we break from the news.
Well, Twitter's going bananas.
Yeah. Lots of squirrels.
Yeah. Well, I've seen them, mad squirrels. But Collector's Buddy says... I think I've read that one. Hang on. But he said he's...
Well, while you're looking at that, I'm going to read this one. It's from DG East. Yeah.
Yeah.
It said, hi, Jules and Paul. How about a shout out for vehicle supply business in Tenterden? That's DG East for all your vehicle supply needs.
Yes. And Collector's Buddy has said that their new pub is open. I saw that somewhere. Oh, and Kent Sectional Buildings say, thank you for your lovely builder's voice. You're always welcome because I drive past it on my way home, I've now realised. Their show site is on the A28 on the left, just before Station Road in Chartham. Please pop in. And that's what I must go by on the way home, I've realised.
Cool.
It's a very small world, isn't it?
It is. Zeenat Narani's been on and she says, I hope I haven't missed Elaine. No, she's coming up in the second part of the show. And she said, can she have a shout out, please, to join her at the FSB Croydon, where she'll be talking about creating a winning mindset. You can find out about that by following her at Zeenat, Zeenat _ Narani, Narani, on Les Twitter. And do you know what? It's time to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
Fabulous. Let's see what's going on.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.